You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
This is Ruth for Camden Community Radio. I'm talking with Sarah Tattersall, who is the writer and star of Sally's All Right, and that is premiering this year at the Camden Fringe Festival. So if you're thinking about what to go and see this year, maybe this could be for you. So what inspired you to create this project? Who is Sally? Why is she all right? And why would she not be all right?
Well, Sally is a young woman who's working as a cleaner in a comedy cabaret club. She has an idea of herself which is maybe a little far from the truth. She likes to think of herself as a local celebrity, somebody who the whole world is watching.
I was building my empire like a classy Katie Price or a really sexy Lord Sugar. So I began. I moved in with him that night, never paid him a penny. He understood my situation, and besides, he saw a great deal of potential in me.
And I think she's all right in the regard that she's telling herself that that's her life, but she maybe would not be so all right if she admitted that it was not the truth.
Okay, that's quite interesting. So how does that sort of relate to you in terms of writing it, and what parts of yourself are in the story and what's inspired you?
Okay, well, I wrote it 2 years ago now. I started writing it 2 years ago when I was at university. It was my final project, like the equivalent of a dissertation. And it was really an excuse to do the things that I enjoyed. I think when you're doing a competitive course or anything related to performance, it's very competitive. You're always competing against other women for parts. And to write something where it's female based and you're really exploring like an in-depth female character is really important. So that was the main inspiration behind it. And I think the other motivations were just to focus on all the bits of the theatre that I really enjoy. So I've combined like the comedy, the stand-up aspects of it, and the music, singing in there. So it's all my favourite things really that have been brought in, which I think makes it quite a fun one to do.
That sounds quite interesting. So you're quite passionate about feminist issues and things like that then?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I mean, that's definitely my view and something that's very important to me. And the show isn't at all preachy in that sort of way. And it wasn't always a consideration when I was writing it. The main things I was thinking about were just what made me laugh, what was fun to write. When I'm working on it, of course, those issues are always coming up. And one of the main themes is her relationship with the different men in her life. Okay. She's sort of someone who likes to think of herself as very independent, but is really very dependent on whoever she is associated with at that time. And it's very exaggerated. It's done in a not so realistic way. But I think that's something that is very current.
I was in demand. I was wanted. Every eligible bachelor in Brighton wanted to be seen with me.
I was going to ask you if you could work with any other person, any other writer or comedian or performer, who would it be?
Oh my goodness, I have such a big bucket list, which are maybe not at the level I'm at right at the moment, but the people I love are people like Dawn French, Jennifer Saunders, David Williams, Victoria Wood. Those are all the people that I've looked up to and watched for years. So of course, if I ever met Dawn French, I would have a mini heart attack.
What made you decide to bring it to Camden?
Well, I was looking at performing it this year. I've been wanting to perform it in a full length for a while. It was originally performed as a 20-minute piece, so I've been looking at extending it and maybe touring it around. Camden was a great option for me because it's in a great location. It's not as much of a commitment for a first-time show. This is the first time it's been performed full length, so to have a shorter run is so useful, and to see the audience feedback to help me know what to tweak in the future will be so good. And Camden, I think, has got a really good reputation for new performers, new writers, and really as like an experimental way. No matter what your budget is, you can test out your ideas. And the focus of The Fringe is really the creativity and what you're experimenting with. It's not how much money you've got, how long you can be around, how much you can put into your advertising. It's really looking at the basics of why we're all here, I suppose, which is a really nice place to be.
Could you tell me a bit more about where it is you're performing and when, what time, and this kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm performing at the Etcetera Theatre, which was the first theatre to be involved in the Camden Fringe. So it's a really cool and important one for the Camden Fringe Festival. It's it's on the 18th, 19th, 20th and 21st of August at 6:30, and tickets are only £6.
I understand it's below a pub, isn't it?
Yeah, it's above the Oxford Arms, which is literally just a very short walk away from Camden Town Station. It's a really good location.
Okay, yeah. Brilliant. And have you got a website?
I do, sarahtattersall.co.uk, or I'm on Twitter at sarahjanetatt.
I've now been to see Sally's All Right. I thought Sarah did very well. She's got the timing down well, got some good reactions from the audience. And I can really see the influences that she talked about, especially Miranda Hart. The singing was fun. Her use of facial expressions and body language is very well developed. The writing's good, although there wasn't really a big standout moment. And I think there's potential for her to develop that some more. The show has carried on her performance skills. There were some very funny moments, but it's more the character that grabs you than the jokes. It kind of reminds me a bit of the way that Ted narrates in How I Met Your Mother, the way she uses a monologue to tell the story. It works really well. Worth getting to see, especially if you're a fan of character-based comedy shows and sitcoms.
I thought it was very natural, and she held her character so well. Hilarious. Really well written. It was really good.
I thought it was really raw, actually. I thought there were some really funny bits, but I cried a couple of times. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. We'd definitely go to more things like this. This is my first time coming down here and doing this sort of thing, so it was definitely a good start off.
Sally's All Right is on now until Sunday, the 21st of August. It starts at 6:30 in the evening at the Etc. Theatre, which is above the Oxford Arms in the middle of Camden High Street. Very convenient to get to. It costs £6 to get in. This has been Ruth for Camden Community Radio interviewing Sarah Tattershall, who is performing in Sally's All Right now until the 21st.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org